Please join me in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you this day as your little children. Guide us so that everything which we say and do reflects your love for us and our love for the people whom you have placed around us. Pick us up each time we fall and use us to draw your people closer to you. Amen. This morning's message comes to us from the last verse of our reading. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Here's what Luther had to say about this particular verse. All the gifts we have should serve those who do not have them. For example, he who is learned should serve him who is not learned. He who is rich should serve him who is poor. He who is sensible should serve him who is foolish, and so on. It is easy to love Paul and the apostles. They serve you even after their death. But to love those who are weak, troublesome, and unlearned, this indeed is to love truly. Otherwise, there is no brotherhood, but there is carnality. In short, it is the duty of Christians to serve not for their own advantage, but for the advantage of their brothers. As Luther has a habit of doing, I think he hit it right on the head. Explain this verse better than I could hope to, or any of us probably could. We're called to serve our brothers. It's not enough to simply say the words, but actions speak louder than our words. To say to somebody, I love you, is not the same as showing them that you love them. We're called to be members of Christ's body, to serve one another, to pick each other up when we fall, to walk alongside one another, to sacrifice ourselves for our brothers and our sisters in the faith. Jesus showed us just how to do this. He even warned the disciples beforehand when he told them, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. I call you friends because all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." Jesus calls us to be his friends. More than that, he calls us to be his brothers through his death and his resurrection. He calls us to be members of his body, to be his hands and his feet, his arms and his legs in this world until he returns. And so we're more than just Jesus's friends, we're his brothers. We have a more close connection. We have a closer connection to him than just friendships. And he calls us to die to ourselves just as he did. He was willing to set himself aside for us. For us poor, miserable sinners, Jesus went to the cross, thinking of us, not of himself. Knowing that we could not save ourselves from our condition, he stepped up and did it for us. And because of that, he calls us to do the same for the people around us, to value them more than ourselves, to meet their needs because they have needs, to serve them where they are, to be Christ in the world. So what does that look like? Loving in deed and in truth, not just in word or talk. It's pretty hard to do. It's pretty hard, like standing up here in front of your teachers and friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, not really knowing if you'll say the right thing, have the right words, or if anybody's even paying attention. But it looks like a little different than a Sunday morning. Everyone's heads are up, smiles. Thank you for that. But you're looking at somebody who does not really enjoy public speaking. Didn't get the greatest grades in homiletics classes, mostly because of my delivery. It went something like this as I read the page. But somehow God has used me to get his word through to people. I'm not always sure what to say or how to put things together, how to stretch one verse out to 10 minutes or so. But somehow God always provides the way. Even when you do something silly like forget that you volunteered to preach at chapel until the day your sermon is due. Guilty. But God found a way to help me get it done through the readings that I was assigned for class. One of them in particular stuck out to me, popped into my head as I had that, oh no, what do I do moment. It's from the book Relational Intelligence, where the author writes, God could have chosen a different way to prove himself. He could have decided to give us extraordinary powers to heal the sick or help the paralyzed walk. He could have given us the ability to bring sight to the blind, or even given us the ability to coerce people to believe in God. He could have told us how to become superhuman in our talent or our intellect, but instead of teaching us to be the loudest with our voices, Jesus invited us to be abundantly free with our love. He didn't admonish us to dominate with power, but instead appealed to our hearts and invited us to love well. He didn't command us to force our opinion of truth on others, but to live out his truth with love in our lives. When we follow this way of love, we can become branches outstretched to all of humanity that offers an abundance of goodness and grace. He's saying the same thing that Luther said and that John said. We're called to love in word and talk. That's true. You must know the truth in order to live it out. But we're also called to love in deed and truth, to serve people in their struggles. In fact, as we live in a broken, sinful world, we all know this. People are hungry. They don't have clean water. They live in awful poverty. People in our future parishes have struggles of their own with their families and friends at work. We struggle here to get our assignments done in a place where it seems like they give us more work than we could ever possibly do. And we struggle in our own families. We struggle with our sinfulness. But in the midst of that struggle, we have great opportunity, an opportunity to be Christ to the people who are struggling, and to let people be Christ to us as we struggle. It creates the opportunity for us to actually be the body of Christ in the world. And so, to quote Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus, take chances, get messy, make mistakes. None of us is going to be perfect in our ministry. We're going to mess up. But that shouldn't stop us from doing something, from knowing the truth and living it out, the people around us. Jesus said, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. Whoever receives us receives Christ, and whoever receives Christ receives the Father. And that's the whole purpose for what we're doing, to bring people back to God, to be Christ in the world, to show them that they are forgiven just as we are forgiven. And so, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Amen.